Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts. And greetings to you, 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 and you. Praying that you're well, your weather is fine. Also, we have some rather beautiful weather here today. I don't know whether it's hot or cold, but it's beautiful from looking here. From here, it looks beautiful. Yes, and trust you have a beautiful day, too. Not only will you have a beautiful day, you'll have a prosperous day. We are praying that all is well. If it's not well, call us at 347-857-3925 and let us agree with you that things will be much better for you and yours. All right, here is Sister Diane.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We bless your name, we magnify your name. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, as we come before you, we hold up our apostle, Lord, Father, in prayer, Lord, Father. Touch her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet right now, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for your warring and minister angels standing guard round about her, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, as the word is about to come forth, Lord Father, that you have given her, Lord Father. Father, touch her eyes, Lord Father. Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to touch her throat right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we cancel all assignment that was sent towards her that would try to hinder her right now, Lord Father, from bringing forth the word in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for those that have lost loved ones and still dealing with the loss, Father God. Father, touch them, Lord, and give them the comfort that they need. Father, we hold to you that young child that just got knocked down, Lord, Father, as it was being picked up for school, Lord, Father. We ask, Lord, Father, that you touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Father, even touch that driver right now, Lord, Father. Father, we cry mercy today right now on that young child, Father. Have mercy today, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you, Father, for forgiveness of any sin, Father, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, Lord, Father, knowingly and unknowingly, Lord, Father, those that we are praying for, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father, for forgiveness right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for our listeners, Lord, Father. Those that are listening now and about to listen at a later date, Lord, Father, you know what they need, and we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for supplying their needs, Lord, Father. We thank you for being that way maker, Lord, Father. We thank you for being that burden bearer today, Lord. Father, we continue, Lord, Father, to pray for Bethany, Lord, Father. Father, we're looking for a praise report for Bethany, Lord. The last we heard, she was in the hospital, Lord. And, Father, we're looking forward for a praise report from her right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Natasha right now, Lord, Father. We thank you for making ways out of no ways for her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, continue, Lord, Father God, to touch Lillian Rutherford right now, Lord, Father. Continue to heal her body right now, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for bringing her through the surgery, Lord, Father. Father, knowing that nothing is too hard for you, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we hold to you Felicia and her family, Lord. Father, touch them, cover them under the blood. Touch the little children right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, let your angels continue to cover and stand guard round about them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, those, Father, that are dealing with cancer, some type of cancer, Lord, Father, we continue to pray for their healing. We thank you for what you're doing for Crystal, Lord, Father. Continue to touch and strengthen her as she goes through her chemo, Lord. Father, continue to touch Jennifer also, Lord, Father. Eldred, right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to touch them as they go through that chemo right now, in the name of Jesus. Those, Lord, Father, that are dealing with dialysis, Lord, Father, we pray for Cheryl. We pray for Prophet Hunt right now, in the name of Jesus. Give them, Lord, Father, the strength that they need, the energy, Lord. Father, we thanking you right now for your will being done. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for transplants today, Lord. We thank you for kidney transplants. We thanking you right now for liver transplants, heart transplant right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we counting on you, Lord, Father, trusting and believing in you, Lord, Father, as you continue to hear our prayers, Father. Father, that you're answering, and we thank you for all those that we have prayed for and we continue to pray for, Lord. Father, those that you brought out of comas, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you for them, those, Father, that you have raised up off their deathbed, Lord, Father. We thank you for it, Lord. So, Father, today, touch the ears and the hearts, Lord, Father, and the minds, Lord, Father, of your people that are listening now and about to listen, Lord, Father. Father, give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive, Lord, Father, and the mind to comprehend, Father, the word that's coming forth, Lord, Father. Taking nothing and no one for granted and thanking you as you bring forth that word, Father, to encourage, Lord, Father, to tear down and build back up, Lord, Father, for healing, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Now, was your name mentioned in that prayer? I don't know. You have to call if it wasn't, all right? You have to give us your name or the name of your loved one that you need prayer for, or whatever the situation may be that you need prayer for, okay? Amen. Praise God. We thank God for those prayers coming from Sister Diane and the prayers coming from you, too. We thank God for you also. Amen. Bless God. All right, today we're going to give you a short word here today. Man is a peculiar, puzzling paradox, groping for God and hoping to hide from him at the self-same time. Man is a peculiar, puzzling paradox, groping for God and hoping to hide from him at the self-same time. My, now that is something, isn't it? Bless God. We thank God for you, all my friends out there, all those that are listening, those that listen on a continual basis. I want you to know today that I love you. I really do. Now, if I was close by you, I'd give you a great big hug. Yes, I will. I'd give you a great big hug and let you know that I love you. Those of you that listen on a continual basis, not work with me. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I will give you a great big hug, you know. And I thank God for you, for being there. Because if it wasn't for you, there would not be anything going on over here. Bless God. So, you know, I appreciate you. Yes, I really do. You didn't know that, did you? I know you didn't. Bless God. But I'm going to go a little bit here today, and we want to continue to kind of, how you call it, encourage people. You know, you will go through a whole lot of things roundabout now. I can't tell you what you're going through because I don't know you. And you didn't tell me so what you're going through. But I know that you're going through something. Everybody mostly is going through some type of situation that is not to their liking. How about that? Isn't that a better way to put it? And you need help. You won't help. You know, and you really don't have anyone near you that you can go to for help. But I want you to know today that we are here. Yes, yes, we are here. We are here. And you know, earlier I was just thinking about my friends and thinking about some people that have left this area too, like our own Elizabeth, she's left this area, you know, thinking about her too. And I was just praying that God will open up more doors for her, you know, open up more doors for her in the area where she is. I don't know. I haven't talked to her, so I don't know. But I still, this is what I was just praying for her, thinking about her. You know, and various ones that are where they are at this time, you know, that God will just have a free course in their life and that favor would just baptize them, God's favor. You know, that's everything that they desire and need. And, you know, they'll work more diligently for God. And, you know, it's what my prayers are for you today, that you'll have everything that you desire of God, you know? Is that all right? Yeah. You know? And I pray that you're praying the same thing. Now, you know, I know Elizabeth is praying it. You know, I know she is because she going to pray anyhow. Amen. Yes, she going to pray anyhow. Hallelujah. And I thank God for her doing that, you know, thinking about us, you know? And, you know, when people think about you know people are thinking about you, praying for you. You can feel that prayer coming towards you. You know, you can feel it coming towards you, can't you? You come on now. You know you can feel it. Because I feel it when you're praying for me. Certain people are praying for me. I can feel it. And when you ain't praying for me, I know when you're not praying too. Because I don't feel nothing. And that's time I be needing something, don't I? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I love Jesus. I love you too. Every one of you. I love you. I know some of you pray for me in your own way. I like, you know, Sister Dale. I know she's praying too. You know, I tell you, I just love her for being there. You know, I may not be saying anything directly to her, but I thank God for when she do be there. Amen. She haven't deserted us. Amen. She's there. And that is encouraging to me. You know, that's very encouraging to me. Because sometimes, you know, the preacher don't feel so good. Feel like everybody done desert him and everything else. You know, you preachers have, you know, feelings too, people. Come on now, don't think they are above not, you know, having any feelings. You know, people got that assumption today that the preacher not supposed to feel nothing, not supposed to have these type of feelings at any time. They're human. They'll have these type of feelings from time to time, but they're not going to linger with them, you know, where these feelings would drag them down. Now, you ain't got no business allowing it to drag you down. You know, you got to do shake it off. Praise God. Hear what I'm saying? You shake it off. You see, shake it all off. Amen. Everything the devil put on. That's what we're going to deal with today. Amen. All right. We're in Isaiah, the 44th chapter. This is where we are. Okay, so y'all bear with me today. I had a little problem here. So I'm going to try to get through this little thing that the enemy is trying here on me, okay? I'm going to push on through that today because, look, tell the devil, say, I am victorious. Doesn't matter what you do, I am victorious. I'm the winner here now, you not. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to start at the 21st verse of the 44th chapter of Isaiah. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee, thou art my servant. O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Sing, O ye heaven, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye Lord's parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, you mountains, O forests, and every tree therein. For the Lord had redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heaven alone, that spreadeth forth the earth by myself. Hear what he said. He didn't need no help by himself. That's what he said. That, listen at this hill now, that frustrates the token of the liar and make it diviners mad. I like that. Don't you like that? Huh? See, this is what God do. That turneth wise men backward and make their knowledge foolish. Now, this, what we talking about today? Huh? What we talking about? Come on. I want you to do it today. Let's frustrate the devil. Huh? Let's make him mad. Him and all his imps. Come on now. When you make him mad and frustrate him, why you do that? Huh? When you start believing what the Word of God says, do you know you're going to frustrate him and make him mad? I mean, let's just give him a fit, huh? A pure fit. Just get mad with that devil. Don't get mad with me now, but get mad with the devil, huh? And frustrate him. Make him mad. Make all of them mad. Make his liars mad. Make them soothsayers mad. Come on, frustrate them right now. See, I'm giving you something to do today. This is the day that you're going to have to do it, because let me tell you, some stuff is coming up on this earth. Oh, my goodness, I'm telling you, you really don't want to know all the things that are coming forth on the earth, huh? You don't really want to know it. But I'm telling you right now, you're going to have to frustrate this devil. You're going to have to make him mad on every turn. Every time he turn around and try one more thing on you, you let him know, Satan, you are a liar and the truth ain't in you. It is not going to happen today. Not today, devil. No way. I have victory over the situation. Why do I have victory? Because God said that he gave me power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt me. So it ain't going to hurt me. It's going to hurt you first. Hello, devil. I got you now, ain't I? I'm frustrating you now. You try to come against me with everything. Every time you turn around, if this wouldn't do, let me tell you, he's so mean. You know what? You know Thanksgiving coming up. And guess what? He started to hit the pipe on my sink in my kitchen, and I can't cook. Praise God, my God, my God, my God. Let me tell you one thing. I'm going to frustrate him. I'm going to make him mad. Oh, there's always a way to do it, isn't it? And my God, my God, he just went from one thing to the other. He's always trying to hurt somebody. He even tried to hurt, our little Diane. Pushed her down in the Walmart. Praise God, and hurt her leg. The devil pushed her down, you know, trying to cripple her. My God, he go from one of us to the other. They want to touch the sugar in my body and try to make it go up. I said, oh, Lord, you just got, you know, he ran rampage on my home. And you know when he run rampage on my home, oh, that's wall now, baby, wall. We going to fight, devil. Yes, Lord. How many of y'all ready to walk with me, huh? Amen. You going to walk with me? Let me tell you one thing. God gave us power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing by any means shall hurt me. He going from one thing to the other. I mean, he have not given up. Every time we say we win, he come up with something else brand new. Honey, let me tell you, I'm with you today. I'm with you all the way. We going to frustrate this devil. We going to make him mad, y'all. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. And listen what the Bible says. Then turn wise men backward. This is what you do when you get at it. And make their knowledge foolish. Somebody think they slick, don't they? Mm-hmm. You got friends and family try to be slick and wise on you, right? Or make you look like you crazy. But, honey, let the devil know today I am not crazy. Say, this is wall, devil, and I'm in the wall. I got my wall clothes on, and I'm going to give you a fit. Come on now. I'm going to tell him that I'm standing on the promises of God. I believe what God say. He say, yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, his rod and his staff. They're going to do what? Comfort me. Oh, glory to God. With those words, I'm going to frustrate him today. With those words, I'm standing fast on the word of the living God. With those words, there's nothing by any means he say can hurt me because he's with me all the way. He with me in the morning. He with me in the evening. He with me in the noonday. He with me all night long. Oh, glory to God. God is right along there with me. Is he with you today? Come on now. I want you to get on the board right now, and let's make him mad. Tell him right now what you ain't going to have him do. Say, devil, today enough is enough. I will not take your mess anymore. I will not let you bring doubt in my life. I will not allow you to bring me down to your level. I know you going down, devil. You going down all the way down in the hell. I ain't going with you today. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Ooh, my God, my God. God has built me up. Come on, tell him right now. Say, devil, God done built me up. And I'm standing on a solid rock today. Ooh, I'm not going to be moved. Hallelujah, because I'm just like that tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. Come on now. You got to get with it today. Because, listen, the devil been messing in your life long enough, making you feel bad. You got a headache, a earache, a backache, a noseache, every kind of ache you got going on here. And you got the Arthur ache, too. All these aches and pains coming. Every time you look, here he come with something else. Let me tell you now, it's time to break war out right now. Come on now. Amen. This is war. Hallelujah. It's war in the heavenlies now. It's a heavenly fight. He's trying to keep you out of heaven. All right, come on. You know he going to be out because there ain't no room for him anyway. You know, God didn't even prepare room for him in heaven. His room is prepared in hell. You ain't going with him. Tell him, don't make no room for me there because I'm not going to be your roommate either. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. You need to praise God. You need to glorify him today. Lift him up right now. If I don't never say anything else today, lift him up. Get out of the mully grubs. Get out of that little place you in. You down in the grumps, jump the mully grubs, and you in dumps and everything. The devil got you down there, huh? He want to keep you there, too, where you can't praise God. He want to shut your mouth where you can't say hallelujah. He want to say, hey, hallelujah anyhow. Glory to God. Don't let your trouble get you down. Isn't that what the song say? Well, just start singing that song. You don't have to know now, no more words, but hallelujah anyhow. Never, never let your trouble get you down. When like trouble come your way, hold your head up high and say hallelujah anyhow. Come on and say hallelujah today.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, listen here, he just done enough to me to make me a little madder than I was. praise God, hallelujah. Every time you look, he's trying to raise up above me, you know, above what God has already given me. He already given me life and that more abundant. He want to try to take it out and make it seem like I don't have no kind of life. But I'm here to tell you today, honey, that I got plenty life. Woo, Lord, have mercy, hallelujah. I'm going to still say praise the Lord anyhow. What I'm going to do? I'm afflicting him. You see what I'm saying? My God, everything he bring to me, I'm going to bring it to nothing. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. Let me call it, it's in of no effect. Everything that he do to me is no effect to me. You know why? It's not going to affect me because I'm not going to lie. I have the power over him. He don't have the power over me. Tell him that right now, y'all. That's going through something. Huh? Whatever you're going through right now, just tell that devil, say, now listen, you might as well quit because I'm not quitting serving God and praising him, glorifying him for keeping me, for healing me. Even though you don't feel like you're healed, just say it anyhow. I am healed because the word says I'm healed. He said, by his stripes I was healed, already healed. From the day he suffered and died for me and carried my pain, he know I was already healed. Oh, my God, I'm accepting it today. Glory to God. Oh, he come to hinder you. Don't let him hinder you, church. Don't let him hinder you, people. Let's rise up right now and be counted among them that are sanctified, those that are still praising God, glorifying him. Maybe you don't see what you think you ought to see right now. You don't see, it doesn't look like it's victory, but it's victory anyhow. Regardless of what you see or don't see, it's still victory because God gave it to you. He promised you victory. He promised to heal you. He promised to save you. He promised to bring you out of darkness into light. He promised to sit you up on a hill, the city where you won't be hid. He promised you these things to be prosperous. He promised to put you into heavenly places. That's what frustrates the devil. My God, it frustrates him every time that you say, I'm standing on your word, Lord. I'm believing your word. I'm trusting your word. Oh, God, and I'm going to obey your word. Oh, my God, my God. Ooh, y'all have to forgive me, but I'm excited about it. Because I made up my mind, I'm going to frustrate him and make him mad. I'm going to just believe God anyhow. Amen. I know it don't feel like it. Nothing feels like it. You don't feel like it. You know, things happen in your life, but you can't allow the things that happen in your life to control your life. You control your life because God gave you that choice to be able to control. Speak to yourself. Prophesy to yourself. Let me tell you today, you have a mighty God, a mighty, mighty God. He's given you the abilities to do anything. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? He's given you that ability. He's given you a strong ability. It ain't weak. It's not weak at all. You serve a mighty God, and he's given you his might and his strength. Do you hear me? And he's given you his power. Do you hear what I'm saying today? Oh, glory to God. He has given you all the resources that you need to frustrate the devil. Every time he come against you, you have something else to do. What? Oh, in your mind, in your will, in your tongue, you can speak the words to bring him down. Get off of me, devil. Get behind me, devil. Stomp on him today. Oh, remember, you're supposed to stomp him, put him under your feet anyhow. Just put it on there and just start stomping him and get rid of the devil out of your life, because you have the strength, you have the skill, you have the courage right now, because he say you are his battle axe. Oh, and you are the one that can bring down anything that the devil put in your life. But you got to be daring, you got to be vigilant. Oh, you got to be sure of yourself today in Christ Jesus. You got to be bold. Oh my God, and fearless. Who you can't allow fear to come into your life and entertain you. You got to get rid of it, because no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. God has already told you that, so you're going to have to go with the word and stand on the word, regardless of how you feel or what you look like, regardless of what people say around you, whether it's your family or your friends or your enemy, regardless of how they say it, when they say it. You don't bother with what they're saying. You toss it out like a piece of garbage. You get rid of it today, because you are stronger, oh God, than any weapons that formed against you. God has given you that strength and that skill to stand in battle and how to fight the battle and be what? A man and woman of the Lord. You standing tall. You are just as mightier than, oh glory to God, any giant that is in this land, any giant that is out this land. You are more strong and powerful than them. Do you hear me? Oh, my God. That's why he say he give unto you power over all the power of the enemy. He already told you that it won't bother you, but you allow it to come in and affect you. You entertain it. So instead of you frustrating the devil, he frustrating you. You round here allowing him to take your power, take everything that you got. You used to have courage. You don't have courage no more. You don't have the will to fight no more. You don't have to do what the Bible say, be more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. We trying to build it back up in you now, that you become a bold soldier in this army. And when you are a bold soldier in this army, your power and ability is adapted to all that you needed to fulfill. That's what's happening today. In the name of Jesus, we're going to build it up right now in Jesus' name. If you could just listen to those words and take those words into your heart, let me tell you, you're frustrating. You're making mad. Oh, yes, you will. And he see that he can't work nothing. His wuju don't work, and his mojo don't work. None of his soothsaying stuff don't work. Nothing he do, all his potions don't work. It just can't work on you, because you are more powerful than that, because you are not operating in your power, but you operating with the power that God gave you, his power. And his power is mighty. It's a mighty force, conquering, pulling down strongholds. Oh, and you have an energy plant in you, glory to God. It's better than any electrical plant in the world. God's plant. When he put that energy in you and that glory in you and that anointing in you, it conquers anything. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Can't you feel it right about now? You are a conqueror, huh? You rising up right now. Glory to God. You rising above the situations in your life. You rising above everything that's come against you. It looks like, glory to God, you can't make it. You ain't going to make it. You don't have enough money for this, that, or the other. Don't let nobody lie to you and tell you that you don't have it. You have it. You just don't see it right now in your hand. But it's there already. But you got to open up your spiritual eyes and see how much God has already given you. He's given you ways out of nowhere to conquer anything, to conquer your debt, to conquer your sickness, to conquer your loneliness, to conquer you when you feel like nobody loves you, to let you know that somebody loves you, somebody care about you, somebody wants you. Let me tell you, when somebody tell you, don't nobody want you for this, that, or the other reason, you let them know you's a lying wonder demon. Say, Jesus love me, and he got somebody that'll love me too. He say, when your mother and your father forsake you, he'll raise you up. He gonna provide some love for you. Glory be to God. You just gotta keep frustrating the devil, and let him know he can't take your love away from you. Oh, glory to God. You gotta stand when you can't stand no longer. It look like they ain't know nothing but sinking sand around you. But I'm here to tell you, every time it look like sinking sand, it become a hard rock. Oh, glory to God, and the rock is Jesus today, that you're standing on him, and you're standing on his word, and his word is true. You shall not be shaken. You shall not be moved. You shall stand fast in everything that come about on your life. When the enemy say it's danger, I'm bringing a lot of it to you. You say you keep your danger, because let me tell you one thing. God has given me something to oppose you in every dangerous situation. Every time you try to put me in your prison, God unlocks the door himself. Every time you try to make me go into another dark place, God turned the light on there. I got a light over here, and I got a light over there. So it don't matter where you push me, devil. I'm going to light up anyhow. And when I light up, I'm going to rise up and shine and give God the glory. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So you just can't conquer me, devil, just any kind of way. You taking a risk messing with me, because I'm going to call hell on you, and it's all his hordes on you, and take you down there for its time. You better watch out for me, devil, because I'm working now. I'm working in faith. I'm working on the promises of God. I promise him that I'm going to frustrate you. I'm going to make you mad. I'm going to turn you backward. And every word you say, it will not accomplish anything in my life. It cannot get any ground in my life. Oh, yes, I'm going to do it to you, devil. I'm letting you know right now. Come on, somebody with me today. Are you with me now? Glory to God. Bring the devil down. Oh, where he belongs. Hallelujah. He don't belong up high over you. He don't belong in you. Get him out right now in the name of Jesus. Let him know who you are. Say, I am. I am more than a conqueror. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am more than just you talking about me. I'm more than in what you say. I am what God says I am. I am the I am, the I am, the I am, the I am. Glory be to God, because God said so. I'm doing real well in God, because the power source is here and it's on right now. Let me tell you, you know, to say a storm will come and knock out the power, but I'm here to tell you the storm came and turned my power on. It might have been off for a little while. I might have been feeling in the dumps a little bit, but I'm here to tell you today that my power source is on, and it's on high today. Glory to God. It's so high until the devil is mad. He's hitting everything around me. He's trying to bring it off, Lord. But I'm here to tell you, God, my light is on and it's shining bright. I'm reminded what the scripture said. Rise and shine and give God the glory. That's what we're doing today. Hallelujah. We rising and shining above the darkness, above everything that you bring in our minds to take away our faith and our belief in God and our trust in him. You can't do it today, devil. You better try another day. When the storm is raging, you might try then, but I ain't going to guarantee you. I'm going to still be frustrating you, because I'm going to ride out the storm. I'm going to be like Peter, say, Lord, the storm is raging. Bid me to come so I can be on your same wave with you. That peaceful rage where you say, peace, be still. And the storm and its ragingness will peak. Peaceful in the name of Jesus. I know I'm making him mad right now. Somebody mad right now. They're going to find fault all over the place. But you know it don't make no difference to me. You can find all fault you want. I still belong to God. And I'm going to still frustrate you too. Glory to God. Because you are the person that's with the devil, praise God, and I can frustrate you, make you mad, so you'll start to talking more about me. That's all right. That don't mean it's me, glory to God, because I got my own identity in Christ Jesus. I pulled off the old me, and I put on the new me, which is in Christ Jesus. I transformed my mind from what the old mind was, until the Christ-like mind. Now I have the mind of Christ. And when you say something, it'll mean you move me. Glory to God. You just are talking in the wind, and the wind blowing it on down into the ocean, where it's gonna sink deep in the depths of the sea. Because I just frustrated you. I just made you just as mad. I just turned your words backward in the name of Jesus, because every word of God turns the devil words backward. Woo, Lord God, have mercy. Hallelujah. I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. So you can call it in if you want to, but ain't nothing coming of it. It's going to be what in the wind, blowing someplace else, because I live and I live more abundantly in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. He lift me up when I'm down. He turned me around if I get confused. You know sometimes the devil want to make you confused, but every time confusion set in, the Lord say enough is enough. She shall not be confused, but of a sound mind. Oh, Lord, And when he say that you're going to hate somebody, God say, not so. She know how to repent and ask for forgiveness. And Lord, help that person, glory to God, that came against her in the name of Jesus. She just made you mad again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you one thing. Ain't nothing too hard for God. I believe it today, people. I believe the ability that he's given us is able to adapt to everything. Glory to God. Let me tell you, when it looks like you can't make it, when it looks like it, it's not a fact. Now, it just looked like it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know one thing, when it do, you adapt to the situation. And when you know anything, you just got out. You just pass through it. See, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You see, you just walked through it. You didn't stay in it. You didn't become a recipient of the valley of death. You came through it. And you live. You did like them dry bones of Ezekiel. He said, can these bones live? You know, Lord. You know, Lord. You know, Lord. Oh, glory to God, because you can make them live. You can make them live. When you tried to kill me, it didn't work. I frustrated you, didn't I? Oh, Lord, have mercy. These old bones got up, and they begin to come together. Hallelujah. And when they come together, they begin to make a noise. It started saying, hallelujah, praise God. Shake, rattling, and rolling, ain't it? Woo, Lord, have mercy. I know I'll make you mad, devil. I'm going to keep on making you mad because you done made me mad. Oh, when you start hitting everything, including my house, now you done gone a little bit too far. Now you done hit my body, hit my family, hit everything. Everything I got you. Hit my pocketbook. You hit the people. You hit the church. You hit everything. You didn't get enough. I'm still standing, devil. I'm standing on holy ground today. Ooh, are you standing there with me today? Come on, stand with me today. Together we'll fight the battle and win. Me and you together, huh? Yeah. But if we divided, we can't stand. Come on now, you get with me today? You on that end and I'm on this end. We fighting this battle. It's ours already. We done won it. Hey, hallelujah. Why? Because we belong to the King. We belong to the King. We King's children, huh? He's given us all the ammunition that we need to fight the battle. Let's fight it, people. Let's go. Let's go, huh? Let's go. Let's show the devil that we got it going on. Hallelujah. What we got going on? Nothing but Jesus. Jesus. Oh, we got, did you know we got an army of people's warriors around us? Did you see all those angels around you right now? Feel them right now, huh? Feel them, feel them. They right there with you. They right with you where you are. What you need is right there. You just got to get in the spirit and to see it. You know, every time one of his apostles, the prophets, get into a situation, what do? They had to see the angels around it. God had to reveal it to them. He'll reveal it to you. Let you know that I got you covered. I got your back. Hello? Huh? It don't matter how he comes. He can come with a legion of his little demons. He come with a legion. God got 50 more legions. Can tear him down with a heart, just a heartbeat. Tear him down. Got it. Huh? Because you did what? You belong to Christ. Huh? No pharaohs can bother you. Can't hinder you. None of them can hinder you. They cannot do anything to you. Why? Because you're too strong. You just didn't know it. But you know it now because I'm telling you. You're too strong. Your abilities surpass those of the devil. He's just a fake. He's faking you out. Didn't you know that? He's trying to make you think he's all that. So somebody used to say he the Bible say he come like a roaring lion. Say, but he ain't got no teeth. He can't roar too good because he started to mumble. See?
Yes, Lord. Yes.
As a roaring lion. I told you he's
that's
a fake.
The real
thing. He ain't the real thing. He's a fake.
Mm-hmm.
And all he do is fake God's people out. And they ain't got no better sense than allow the devil to fake them out. Huh? The real power is God Almighty. Didn't you know that?
Thank you.
The real power the real power is God Almighty.
Yes,
huh?
Thank
you. You got you just as calm, see? You calm. You brave.
You,
huh? You don't make him push you into anything, because that's all he do.
Mm.
Huh? He just make sounds that scare you. Huh?
Mm.
Roar. He be trying to roar like Jesus, but he can't. Huh?
Mm.
And if you listen close enough, you'll see that it's weak. His roar is weak.
Mm.
Huh? He's only trying to scare you. But now he told you he didn't give you the spirit of fear, but of what? Love and a sound mind. That's what God said he gave you. Now why don't you practice that? Why don't you live that word? And stop allowing these devilish demons to scare you. Hmm? Put fear in you, and that makes you give up, right? Hmm? You victorious and you giving up. Lord, have mercy. Help you, Jesus. Help you. I'm asking God to help you right now. You're so quick to give up if things don't go your way. Huh? Have you ever consulted God to see which way he wants you to go? Do you do that? Pardon me. Do you do that? See, that's our problem. We let the devil slip us mickeys all the time. Every time you look, he puts something in our drink. We go drink it. We take it and swallow it right on down. Mm-hmm. Swallow it right on down as the truth. He said the truth will make you free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Huh? And he is the truth. He is the way. That is the way it is. So he has given you power over the power of the enemy. So therefore you can frustrate him and all his imps. You got the power. Come on, talk to yourself now. Say, I got the power. I got to believe. I got the power. I'm going to have to exercise this. I got the power. Talk to yourself. Mm-hmm. Now, Zephaniah say, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Huh? He is mighty. That's what it says. He will say, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Can you imagine? Hmm? When you stand for God in the midst of your trials, this is what he do. He show his mighty ass. He's right there. He's singing over you. Hmm? Singing over you. I don't know what he's singing. It's beautiful. He's probably saying your name in the song. Maybe he's saying your name in the song. But he's singing over you. Do you hear me? Hmm? Why can't you trust him today? Why you give up with everything? Everything. Well, I ain't see no need. Why do we say that? Hmm? You ain't asked God first about it. You didn't ask God yet about that, did you? You didn't ask God to, should I, God, or shouldn't I, God? Is this where you want me to be, God? Am I going in the right directions, God? You know, should I go to this church, particular church, God? You want to go to 5, 10 churches and ain't getting nothing out of none of them. How you going to frustrate the devil? He frustrating you because you was in that church and you didn't like it. Well, I don't like this and I don't like that. You ain't going to find no perfect church. The devil ain't doing nothing but making a fool out of you, chasing you all over town and from one church to another, instead of asking God, what church is suitable for me, my personality, that I can work out my own soul salvation with fear and trembling, that I need, which I need to do. You need to ask God instead of you making them choices, because you know you don't make good choices. Come on now. You know you don't. You don't make a good choice. Lord, have mercy. But let me tell you, God is trying to get us into a place. When we rest in him, that means we allow him. We allow him to take care of everything. He give you the wisdom and ability how to do it, things, but you don't ask him. You don't ask him, do you? You don't think. I know you don't think to ask God. Should I go, God, or shouldn't I? And I guarantee you, you ain't gonna like it. You may not like his answer, cause you know you wanna go, and God tell you no. And you don't, but this God and God, I can do that, and God, I need to be doing this, and I can do that. No. You asked me, should I or shouldn't I go? And he told you no. So now why are you going to make all these excuses so you can go? Is that it? You see what we do? The devil frustrates us instead of we frustrating the devil. We mad. But we can't make him mad. Isn't that something? He got us running all over town from church to church. And we think we doing the right thing. How you going to be a member of all them churches? Somebody's not getting no tithes. And somebody ain't getting no offering. And somebody ain't getting no service. Because you are not serving God running from church to church. Well, you know, the church is in you. I say, yeah, the church is in you. And he say, don't fail to assemble yourselves together. You're supposed to assemble yourselves together to learn of him. He told you to learn of me.
Come on, Apostle. Come on now.
Huh? Now, who's frustrated?
Break it down.
Who's frustrated? Tell me now, who's frustrated? You ain't learning of him. What knowledge you getting? Nothing. Just say, well, you know, they look at you funny. Well, hey, maybe the people cock at it. Praise God. I don't know why the people looking at you like that. You know, they looking at you. They may not be looking at you. They may be looking at something else. But see, you assume they looking at you funny. Well, you ain't no comic book. Come on now. You see, you let the devil frustrate you instead of you frustrating him, because you looking at non-essentials. There's nothing there that, you know, you should be allowing to take your attention from Jesus. But we let everything take our attention from the Lord. Everything takes our attention. Now, what you gonna do for God like that? How is he gonna rejoice over you? How he gonna do that? See, you wanna quickly nullify the work of the devil. You wanna get rid of him and his work. Start trusting God, obeying him. Depending solely on him. Be committed to him and his work. You start doing that and watch out. Watch how you really got him mad now. He really won't take you out now. But let me tell you one thing. He can't take you out. You can outwit the devil every time, but you don't take time to. because you're too busy letting him out with you. You're too busy allowing him to beat on you. Oh, he just have a, he have a field day with you. He have a field day. You always see, when we don't know the voice of Jesus, we listen to our own voice, and our own voice get us in trouble. See, get us in trouble every time. Praise God. Get us in trouble every time. And some of us so frightened. We so scared. We scared to trust God. We scared to do work. Oh, I don't know what they going to say. Well, who cares what they say? They talking about Jesus. Don't you know they're going to talk about you too? They talked about him and killed him and everything else to him. Beat him and killed him. At least they ain't beat you yet, haven't they? Hmm? You can really have something to say when they start beating on you. For the word. You still got it good. You see what I'm saying? You've got a chance now to show the devil that I ain't taking your mess no more. Huh? Come on now. Hmm? And let me tell you, don't be so insecure. We got more insecure Christians than Carter got liver pills. Huh? I mean, the people are so insecure today in Christ. You know why? Because they're running from church to church. They can't find a church here. And, well, I don't need to belong to no church. You need to get somewhere so somebody can teach you something. Teach you the word. Teach you what the word say, and to help you walk into the anointing. See, you go to church, but you don't have the anointing, or maybe the preacher don't have anointing. I don't know. One way or the other could be going on. I don't know that. But get into church. Ask God to show you to a church, direct you to a church, brother, that where the anointing is, where the Holy Ghost is. If you're proper, the Holy Spirit. You know how y'all want to say the Holy Spirit. Hmm? Okay? Whichever way, long as it's there. Huh? God wants you to spend your days in peace and prosperity. And the scripture even say that he wants you in your years in pleasure. He wants you to do that too, in pleasure. You know, what's your pleasure? I don't know what your pleasure is. I hope it ain't the wrong thing. Hmm? Praise God, because when you get in the wrong thing, that means what? The devil done frustrated you again. Hmm? He got you in a compromising position. Is that right? See, I'm trying to get you from all the unresolved problems that you have. Trying to get you out of that. We want to get you out of that. Because that's all it is something that the devil's taking, putting it over your head for to frustrate you again. He always got something that he's throwing at you. Always. Didn't you know that? Every time you look, he got something else he's throwing at you. Yeah. Something. Well, you know, I can't finish nothing, can I? Why can't you finish anything? Think about it. Why all your relationships, all the relationships you have go bad? Think about it. Start asking God about that. Now, when he tell you, as we were saying, looking in the mirror, when he tell you, don't get upset. Let God is letting you know when he tell you the truth by what you ask the question you ask. Now you fixing to do what? Frustrate the devil for real and make him mad. Because you finna change things around in your life. Do you hear me? You see? You are now stopped being backward. You will no more be backward. And I'm saying it to you now. You will no more be backward. okay? You are now shooting forward and straight up. You're shooting forward and straight up. You see, that's where you're going now. Mm-hmm. Because we are taking you there now. I'm speaking it to you right now that this is the way it is at this time for you, just for you that are listening. Now stop always putting yourself down. Huh? Stop always giving up. Every time you look, I'm giving up. I might as well just give up because what's the use? You'll never get anything done if you're always hollering about what's the use. What's the matter? They laughing at me. You never get anything done and you're always talking about what's the use. You hear it all the time, don't you? What you mean, what's the use? I'm going to ask the next person to tell me that. I'm going to show ass. What you mean, what's the use? I get it. You're despondent over whatever. Huh? That it didn't go your way. You didn't get them, what, that $1 billion lottery? Did you get despondent over that? After you done spent $300 trying to get the $1 billion when you could have get that money to the church. And God, so God can bless you. You see, God can bless you way more than that money, because that money there got a, that kind of money got a habit to have wings. It's like a curse on that money. People get that money and they lose it fast as they get it. See?
Forget all about God, huh?
And they done forgot God as soon as they got the check in their hand. They done forgot God. They said, that's too much money to give to God, to give God no tithes to $1 billion. He should give it all to him. That's what you should. I know you say I'm talking crazy now. I know that's what you're saying. But still in all, you can't beat God-given. That's what I want to tell you. Huh? You can't beat God-given. You know, when you keep it all to yourself and, well, you know, I got to do this and I got to do that. And then you don't get that done because your money flew away somewhere.
Come on now.
You can't find it. Hello? Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you now, you got to know what to do with what God give you. And when you start doing it God's way, let me tell you, your money will grow. Everything will grow. Your blessings will grow. See, I told somebody, sometimes you have to give your way out of some of these situations you're in. You see, instead of hold on tight to my little money, well, you got enough to give, share with somebody else. Share it. Give it. Let it go. And see what God, y'all need to try God sometimes. Some people need to try God. Just try. Huh? Make the devil mad. Say, I'm giving God. Mm-hmm. I'm giving. And stop being so fearful. Well, if I give this money here, I'm going to go broke. Yeah, you're going to go broke already. All right. You don't go broke. You give it to God out of a joyful heart and watch what God do. Mm-hmm. God bless you, and you don't even know it. Half of the time you give, some people give, and they don't even know when God blessed them. And he be blessing them with something they didn't even know they, you
come
know,
on
they
now.
Wanted.
Come on,
even.
Come on.
And they don't know.
Come on now.
Because they're not paying attention. Well, I didn't get nothing when I gave. Yes, you did. Just sit down and think about what you got since you given, what God has done for you. And what he's given you, what he's moved for you. Maybe moved some devil out your life that was in your life. See? Even that is good, isn't it?
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. Well, you know what? Praise the Lord. You know, I'm just feeling so better. So much better
thank
right
you,
now.
Jesus.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm not dissatisfied. The devil dissatisfied because he ain't killed me yet. and that he ain't called me to give up, God. And when he, let me tell you, he is frustrated when you don't give up. If you keep living, no matter what your condition is, you keep living, and the devil is mad because you still alive. You know that, don't you? Huh? Well, I hope they die. But you probably die for the people do that you hoping for. Because you hoping for them to die, and you calling it what? You talking to your own self. You see what I'm saying? You talk to your own self. Stop talking to yourself on that. Talk about something good. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Let's make him mad, y'all. Huh? Let's make the diviners mad, too. Let's just let them, you know, let them know. Yeah, your stuff ain't, well, you know one thing, come to think of it. I did tell a person, say this one time, this man, talking about what he going to get his stuff and put on me and what it was going to do. So I told him, you're wasting your money, you're wasting your time, because that stuff don't work here. I say, now, you cannot go against my will and make me be your girlfriend. Because you, one, you ain't my type. And two, I don't want you. And three, I'm under the blood.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
So three strikes, you can forget it. Because
right.
It just don't work here. See, that make a diviner mad. Huh? Make the soothsayer, the witchcraft workers, make them mad. Hallelujah. I better get off this side. Let's hear my. Go ahead.
Yeah, you was having a whole lot of fun there. We thank God for that word from Apostle Porter. I mean, she could have got on and went on a whole lot more, you know, because it was getting good to me, you know. I don't know what to say now, listening to her. You know, but I try to get something done here. And I was concentrating on verse 25 in Isaiah 44 when she read that, that frustrated the tokens of the liars and maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward and maketh their knowledge foolish. And I was thinking about that, and I said, you know, that is so true today. That we can see a lot of wise men they talk to you, and all of a sudden it sound like they talking out the side of their neck. It'd be so foolish and crazy because they don't let people plant things in their head, and they got everything that they have learned and been taught, and it's all jumbled up and mixed up. So we got to learn what we're listening to and what we're getting ourselves into, because that's what the devil is here for. He's here for to confuse you, number one. Number two, he's here to take you down. So we got to understand where that's coming from. And we got to deal with it the way God tells us to deal with it. We got to praise him, and we got to continually praise him, and we got to honor Jesus. Because, you know, we be in so much confusion today, and so much, so much interference, that we disregard what the words say. Because we're so distracted. We're into this. We're into that. This is here. This is there. See, you can't continue to do that and expect God to do something for you because you're confused. You don't know where you're at. You don't know what's talking to you. Because as apostles say, you jumping from pillar to post. You're going here to there, there to there. And you can't learn nothing that way because you're going to be under so many different doctrines till you're going to be confused. You're going to be out here all willy-nilly and don't know what you're doing, you know. And then you'll be out here repeating stuff till you don't know what you're repeating. You done got the Bible mixed up. You done got the word what the people say mixed up. And you done forgot with who's who and what's what. That what Peter done said something. You done confused all their words. And you out there trying to give it to somebody else. And you confused. Now you want to confuse somebody else. That's what you call the blind leading the blind. So everybody falling off a cliff with you. So let's understand where we're at and where we stand. Let's understand where God is in us. Because, see, what like we talked about last night, where is God in you? What are you in God? You know, that's a question. Where you at in God and where God and what God is in you? Do you really believe in him? Do you really want him to take you to higher heights? Or do you want to stay where you're at? See, a lot of people are stagnant. They feel they got it all, and ain't nothing more they can be taught. No. You can always teach. It's always something out there that's to be learned every day. You learn something new every day you wake up. And people say, what's that? I tell them it's a new day. You ain't never seen this day before.
No, you haven't.
See, so you learn something new every day. So let's just face that. See, a lot of things, life is simple if you make it. And it's simple in the word of God if you let it be. See, the point of that is man got a tendency to make it harder than it is.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Because they're so busy going against the will of God. Till they make it hard. We do make our own lives harder than it is until we come under the will of God. Then we realize what took us so long. That's what we do. You know, see, I like to thank God every day I wake up. I say, well, thank you, Jesus. I ain't got nothing too much to say, but thank you, Jesus. You know, because I thank Jesus for life. I thank Jesus for waking me up. I thank Jesus for those around me. I pray for all those around me. I pray for others. You know, whether people believe it or not, but I do. You know, so hey, everybody has their way of doing things. Everybody got their way to pray and like to see it, because you don't want to be like nobody else, but you got a lot of people who try to be other people's. But why not try to be yourself when you presenting yourself to God? Because God wants you. He don't want nobody else. He wants you. You can't be another person. You have to be yourself and present yourself as you should, as you are. Not trying to be nobody else, because if you're trying to be somebody else, you're a phony. You're not being you. You're not being true to yourself. You know, you should always be true to yourself. But, you know, it's all right to try to emulate a person. It's all right to try to so you can seek that type of knowledge that person has. But don't try to impersonate that person. Okay? That's what I'm trying to say. You know, because that person is in unique what they do. And you'll be unique in what you do, you know, because all of us are made different. All of us are individuals. So, you know, you can go to heaven and hell, but you going to heaven and hell on your own. Ain't nobody, you know, because ain't nobody going for you. You going for yourself. You can go to heaven, you can go to hell. That's on you. Not nobody else, because this is an individual thing. So let's try to praise God. Let's try to stand up, and let's try to be as we should be in God. Let's try to be what we should do, and that's love one another. Let's try to get along with each other. Let's try to make it. Let's try to make it in God. Let's praise him on a continual basis, because that's all he asks us to do. It's not hard. It is not hard whatsoever, but we make it hard because we're so busy trying to go against the grain. Man is always trying to go against the grain. Man always think they can make things better, but they always make a mess. So let's face that too. So we need to understand where we're at and where we're coming from and all these things. So here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Frustrate the devil. I
I tell you that's the word today? That's an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. Are you frustrating the devil today? Or you should say, how do I frustrate the devil? Let me tell you how you frustrate the devil. You frustrate the devil by standing on God's word today, no matter what it is that you're going through. You see, the devil mad whenever you're happy. You're going through something and you still praising God, and that frustrates the devil. So what does the devil try to do? He just try to add more stuff onto you and more stuff onto you to see if it can. You know, when you continue lifting weights, and the more you add on, you know, as you get to that different stage, you add another weight on and you continue to lift. Well, you see, as you lift that, the devil don't want you to lift. He wants to weigh you down with all the weight that he can put on you. But let me tell you something. If you continue to praise God and say hallelujah anyhow, or you continue to say I salute the divinity of God in that person and you send them love, you speak life into your situation, the devil don't want to hear that. He don't want you to continue to praise God and say, Lord, I thank you no matter what it is I'm going through. Lord, I thank you. Just like those Hebrew boys, they know if God did not deliver them, he still can. It's his choice whether he want to or not. But let me tell you today, if you can trust and stand and believe that you serve an awesome and powerful and mighty God, and he said that you are an overcomer. See, when you speak the word, you believe the word. And as you continue to say it and believe it, you manifest it. I tell you, we serve an awesome God. Today, frustrate the devil. You may see somebody today that don't like the best bone in your body. And they so expect you to just walk past them and don't say nothing to them. And all you got to say is, hi, good morning, how you doing, and keep on pushing. You know, they're going to turn around and look, but I don't talk to that person. Why are they saying anything to me anyhow? Guess what? You showing love. Whether they receive it or not, you're still going to show love. Because you know what? We are love. Why? Because God, our Father, is love. And if he's the one that created us, guess what? Then we are love too. So today, frustrate the devil. Stomp your feet. Lift your voice. Raise your hand. Say hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah anyhow. What's the highest praise? Hallelujah. The devil can't even take that from you. And if you can't even open up your mouth, raise your hand. Give God that wave offering. Surrender to him. I tell you, frustrate the devil. All hell broken loose. And I ain't cuss now. I say all hell broken loose around you. Okay? So guess what? The hell wasn't made for you. So you know what? Instead of hell, you raise your hand, say hallelujah anyhow. I just thank God for the word today. I just thank God for laughter. I thank God for just waking me up this morning. Because when you open up your eyes and you take that first breath that you know you awake, and you say, Lord, I thank you because no day is promised to us. No day is promised to us. So, you know, we just got to be mindful today. And sometimes we do need to encourage ourselves. You can't depend on others to encourage you. You encourage yourself today. Know who you are and who you belong to. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for everything that you are doing for us, that you have done for us. You didn't leave us in our mess, but you had mercy. You're thanking God for everything that he have done for you. Can you do that today? See, all that you're doing, you're giving God the praise, the honor, and the glory. Say, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. You don't know what it is. Your loved one may be going through something, and you're praising God for whatever it is you're going through. And when you take care of God's business, he take care of your business. So you know what? Pray one for another today. Don't be selfish. Continue to pray. Pray one for another. Keep
others, encourage. Tearing your brother and sister down, encourage them. Encourage them today. I tell you, I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for placing the apostle in my life. I just thank God for the prayers, all that talk when the enemy rise up. I can tell people this day, when you have a man, a woman, a God in your life that can touch God, he hears their prayers, and they have you covered. Cover them. Keep them covered as well, because you know what? We serve awesome God. We serve an awesome God. And I just thank God. I thank God for growth. I thank God for every test and trial that he has given me. I thank God for the apostle just instilling words, speaking life into my situation, into my life, over my family life, never hesitating. So, you know, today, know that when you hear this woman of God, what she speak, she live. What she speak, she live. So, thank God today. We thank God for touching her. I know she tell me, I'm going to tell you all this. You know, she always say, I'm prejudiced. Maybe I am. But let me tell you this. Truth is truth. She's a loving, awesome woman of God. She have compassion, and it doesn't matter what it is. You could be whatever you want out in that street. When you come into her presence, know that you're loved. Know there's no judgment going forward, because there is a God inside of her. So, you know, I'm going to tell you all, bless the woman of God. Continue to pray for her. Sow into her life today. We thank each and every person that continually call in on Blog Talk Radio, that join us for Bible study, join us in the Wailing Walls prayer line. Those that sow into the ministry, come and visit. We thank each and every one of y'all, and we take no one for granted. Thank you all very much for everything that you're doing. So, you know, tune in tomorrow to Blog Talk Radio. Tell a friend. You can go and you can listen to this broadcast over again. You can share it with someone. You know, I tell you, it's some awesome listening out there. So you join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I tell you, I just thank God. I can't wait. So, y'all, today, be blessed. I hope that you all are encouraged. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle. life. I had to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. As soon as I stop worrying, God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.